Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Last Tycoons, The Secret History of Lazard Frères & Co. is a nonfiction business history by William D. Cohan that examines one of Wall Street's most influential and least transparent investment banks. Drawing on Cohan's own background in finance and reporting, the book traces Lazard Frères from its origins as a powerful advisory house to its modern struggles over succession, status, and control. Rather than presenting a technical guide to banking, it tells the institutional history of Lazard through the careers and rivalries of the men who shaped it. The focus is on how discretion, elite relationships, and internal power dynamics created extraordinary influence, but also made the firm vulnerable to ego and conflict. As a result, the book functions both as a corporate biography and as a broader study of how investment banking culture developed on Wall Street and in international finance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Lazard built influence through secrecy, discretion, and elite advisory work. One of the book's central ideas is that Lazard Frères succeeded not by becoming the biggest investment bank, but by becoming one of the most trusted and discreet. Cohan shows how the firm built its reputation on quiet advice, selective access, and a culture that valued subtlety over public visibility. This mattered because advisory banking depends less on scale than on credibility, judgment, and the confidence of powerful clients. Lazard's style helped it attract major corporate and political assignments while preserving an aura of exclusivity. The book makes clear that secrecy was not just a social habit, but a business model. It supported trust, protected relationships, and reinforced the firm's mystique. At the same time, that same culture could make the institution inward-looking, resistant to outside scrutiny, and vulnerable to internal mythology. Cohan uses Lazard to show how prestige in finance is often created through reputation management as much as through transactional performance. Secondly, the rise of modern M&A through the careers of Lazard's dealmakers. The book is also a history of how mergers and acquisitions became one of the defining disciplines of modern Wall Street. Lazard partners such as André Meyer and Felix Rohatyn are presented as important figures in shaping the advisory role of the investment banker, especially in complex corporate transactions. Cohan emphasizes that these bankers were not simply intermediaries. They were strategists who influenced how companies were reorganized, defended, sold, or combined. This helps explain why Lazard gained outsized influence despite not being a universal bank with a vast trading or lending franchise. The book shows that M&A success required analytical skill, social fluency, and the ability to navigate boardrooms and political institutions. In that sense, Lazard helped define a model of banking where judgment and persuasion mattered as much as capital. Readers interested in the evolution of deal-making will find that the book connects individual reputations to the broader institutionalization of M&A as a high-status financial specialty. Thirdly, Wall Street power as a struggle among strong personalities rather than a smooth hierarchy. Cohan structures much of the narrative around personal rivalries, because Lazard's history was deeply shaped by the ambitions and conflicts of its leading figures. The book highlights tensions between bankers such as Felix Rohatyn and Steve Rattner, and later between Michel David Weil and Bruce Wasserstein. These conflicts are not treated as side stories. They are central to understanding how the firm operated. Lazard's partnership culture gave exceptional influence to a small number of highly talented people. But that same concentration of authority also made the firm fragile when egos collided. The book suggests that elite financial institutions often depend on informal consensus, which can break down when succession becomes unclear. This makes the story useful beyond Lazard itself, because it illustrates a recurring problem in professional services firms. The same personalities that generate success can also destabilize the organization. Cohan's analysis therefore turns corporate history into a study of governance, status, and the limits of charisma in a high-pressure environment. Fourthly, Michel David Weil, Bruce Wasserstein, and the collapse of old partnership control. A major turning point in the book is the struggle over Lazard's future as the old partnership model came under pressure from new financial realities. Michel David Weil, who controlled the firm, is portrayed as a powerful but increasingly strained guardian of the old order. His decision to give operational control to Bruce Wasserstein reflects both a practical response to conflict and an acknowledgement that the traditional structure was no longer stable. Cohan uses this transition to show the tension between inherited prestige and modern corporate logic. Wasserstein's arrival symbolizes a shift toward more aggressive, individually monetized, and market-driven investment banking. The takeover also exposes the weakness of firms that rely too heavily on personal authority without a durable succession system. Rather than presenting the handover as a simple management change, the book frames it as the end of an era in which a small circle of bankers could preserve a highly exclusive culture while remaining competitive. This gives the story significance as a case study in the transformation of Wall Street institutions. Lastly, Why the book matters as both financial history and institutional biography. The Last Tycoon stands out because it combines finance history, biography, and institutional analysis without reducing Lazard to a dry chronology. Cohan uses the firm as a lens for understanding broader shifts in Wall Street, including theories of M&A, the role of elite advisors in corporate America, and the changing expectations placed on investment banks. The book also captures the social world surrounding finance, from political influence to status, art collecting, and New York society. This wider context matters because it shows that Lazard's power was never purely economic. It was cultural and relational as well. At the same time, the book is not celebratory. It is attentive to the costs of secrecy, the fragility of succession, and the distortions caused by overvaluing personalities. For readers, the value lies in seeing how a private firm can shape public life while remaining almost invisible. Among books about Wall Street, it is distinguished by its depth, narrative scope, and willingness to treat institutional character as a decisive force in finance. In conclusion, this book should be read by anyone interested in investment banking, corporate history, Wall Street culture, or the hidden mechanics of financial influence. It will be especially useful for readers who want to understand how elite advisory firms actually function, how M&A became such a central force in modern finance, and why succession and personality can matter as much as strategy. Compared with many business histories, The Last Tycoons is more than a chronology of deals or a celebration of famous executives. It examines the culture of Lazard Frères as a living institution, showing how discretion, loyalty, rivalry, and prestige shaped its rise and its internal conflicts. That combination makes the book unusually strong as both a historical account and a study of organizational fragility. Its value also lies in Cohan's access and perspective. The narrative feels informed by insider knowledge, but it remains readable for non-specialists. For readers who want a serious portrait of how power works in high finance, this book offers a richer and more candid view than most standard Wall Street histories. If you would like to support William D. Cohan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.